Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. All right, welcome to the show today. Very excited to have Karen Peters out of the UK, certified level one practitioner with us. It is so exciting to have her here because she is here and going to share a study that she did about alleviating the symptoms of menopause, the ones that you don't want. So this study was actually really remarkable. I'll pre-frame this for a second. There was an interesting thing that began happening years ago. And unbeknownst to me, Cogno Movement practitioners, females that were of that age, that were going through that transition, they all started talking about all kinds of strange things happening. The hot flashes, the other symptoms, even restarting was all happening. And they were talking amongst themselves and, anyway, it's a phenomenon. But it wasn't until the point where Karen Peters came along and actually took this ball and ran with it and actually started to find out some actual scientific evidence around it. So anyway, Karen, welcome. Tell us, the audience, where are you at in the UK? And tell us about your journey here.
Well, my journey, good God. Well, Cogno Movement found me, first of all. I'm in the UK. I'm in Hampshire, not far from Basingstoke, for those listening in on UK Health Radio. My journey here was totally unexpected. If someone has said to me 10 years ago, you would become a lot more au fait, shall we say, with the menopause, I'd have gone, no way. What do I know about the menopause? What do I know about emotions apart from how I already feel? So in the same way that I sort of fell into Cogno Movement, it sort of found me, the menopause. So my wife went through an awful menopause, whereas I didn't. And that was the interesting thing, because I just thought she was just angry and stressed at work all the time. Turns out now I started looking at it and studying it, that it was the menopause for her. And even today, she still has anxiety, even though she's not, you know, premenopausal anymore, but it's still there for her. And yes, we have done cognitive movement, but she's not one for using these things, Bill. Isn't it strange? I've got a complete solution for her, but you can only lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink. But she's happy. She's lived with it for a long time. So therefore, you know, it's a part of her now. And you do find that with people. But I mean, as regards like the menopause itself, when I look back, and I was thinking about this today, there's a couple of people that I've done cognitive movement sessions on because they had anxiety. And one of, when I've just recently looked at, and this was probably about 18 months ago, I helped a lady called Ali, and we had a couple of sessions with her. She was extremely stressed and everything. And then I've looked at her testimonial. Testimonial says, it was just anxiety. I thought it was menopause. But I think it also was. It's just her anxiety was increased because of menopause, because those hormones are all over the place. And if we're already stressed, it actually makes it worse for women. And that there is the problem, especially if they work in the office, in the workplace, where there's stresses anyway. And that's what my wife Kath had, was a lot of stresses in the workplace. And then her menopause came along, and that was it. She was just even worse. And I didn't know what was going on with her at that time. I didn't get it because, you know, I hadn't got involved in cognitive movement and understood how our emotions impact, one, our thought process, and two, how they can just completely disrupt our day. And we don't know what's happening. And as women, sometimes when we get that, we don't know what's happening in our body until somebody says, "Are you sure it's not menopause?" And you go, "Really? But I've not, you know, I'm still got periods." Yeah, but it's the perimenopause. And that, you know, they put it down, I think in the UK we say it's between the ages of 40 and 55. But it's not. It happens so much sooner for a lot of women. You know, and then, you know, they're wondering what the hell's happening to them. So for me, it was a baptism of fire to understand. I now get and understand what my wife went through. And if it wasn't for her horrible menopause, I don't think I'd be here today helping women going forward.
Oh my gosh. Wow. And what a gift, to humanity you are to you know, like if you've been on the other side of it, you know, it's horrible on both sides of this, right?
Yeah.
The person who's going through it, and then the other people, the anxiety doesn't happen in a vacuum. No, you know, they're going to push that anxiety on the people that surround them.
Absolutely. And you know, you put it on your circumstances and I think, you know, if you get the hot flushes, and you call them flashes in America, but in the UK we call them hot flushes. And if you sort of know when you get the hot flushes, is that you're going through menopause. But things like brain fog, I get the brain fog. That's the bit that I had. Kath had all the other symptoms all in rolled into one. And like I said, I didn't know what was going on. And I guess that's why I wrote my book, okay, which is A Family Guide to the Menopause, because it doesn't just impact the woman, it impacts everybody else around them, people in the workplace, your colleagues, and the family as well. And if you've got teenagers as well going through their own hormonal storm, then those clashes are massive. And so I started looking at also divorce rates. At what ages do women tend to end up divorced? And it's between the ages of something like 40 and 55.
Oh my God.
When
really?
Women are optimal. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
They're optimized for divorce.
Exactly. Exactly. And I kid you not, I could have easily divorced my wife. Easily. And I'm going to say this. I had a clairvoyant come around to see me. I'd never met her before. I'd met her once at a network meeting. And she just said to me, she was a interior design woman, because that's what she did. But then she saw me and she went, "I need to come and see you." And I said, "Why?" I says, "My house doesn't need decorating." And she went, "No," she says, "I'm a clairvoyant as well. I need to give you a reading." And I said, "Okay, fine, come around." So she came around. And like I said, she did not know me from Adam. And she said, and she didn't even know I had a wife. You know, she came around. And first thing she said to me, she says, "You're thinking of leaving your wife." And you know, when you look around, Bill, and like, you know, somebody's going to come in and go, "Surprise." You know, I was like, "No." And I went, "Nobody knows that. Nobody knew that except me." And then she said, "You can't." And I went, "No, why can't I? I can't carry on like this." And she says, "You just can't. You two are meant to be together." And that's lovely, because I now understand, now looking at menopause, why I had to stay with my wife, to understand exactly how that impacts the family and how that impacts the individual.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here today. So we're all on a journey, but we just don't know where we end up. And my journey is just taking me down different paths, which I'm enjoying, shall we say. I'm enjoying. So, yeah.
Wow. You know, tell us the name of your book once again.
My book. I'm showing Bill for the people.
Oh, A Family Guide.
to the menopause. And then the tagline underneath it says, "How to support the women you love and stay sane yourself." Yeah, so I published it about 4 weeks ago, something like that, and it's available on Kindle and through Amazon, all through Amazon, self-published myself, and it's hilarious as well. People say to me, Karen, when I'm reading it, it's like you're talking to me because it's your voice. And I says, well, that's how a book should be. She says, but it's funny as well. And it is funny because it is, because as a woman going through it myself, I totally get how the men feel and how the kids feel and everyone else, because it's just madness. But if you understand menopause and you understand what they're going through, actually you have so much more empathy. And because I was like, you know, Kath would shout at me and I'd go, what have I done wrong? I don't even know what I've done wrong. I've just picked up a spoon, you know, and I didn't pick up the spoon right, or it wasn't clean or whatever. And she, you know, something would kick off. So you get to the point where, and this is like bad menopause, you know, so most people like me just fly through, but you do get the odd ones who actually suffer quite badly. And on that note, the thing that I've also discovered is that if somebody's got an underlying, or a woman has got an underlying stress issue anyway, from some trauma in their past or something like that, it really heightens, your menopause will then heighten it. Okay. So this is where cognitive movement comes into it as well. Okay. So doing a cognitive movement session to calm that nervous system allows your menopause to not be as large as it is and as exposed as it is. So yeah, it's been a baptism of fire for me, but one that I'm genuinely enjoying at the moment.
Oh my God.
I know I can make
it. Wow. Wow. Well, I, you know, but here's the interesting thing is that you already have. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you did? You had a group of women who have going through menopause, and then you had done sessions and had them measure
their results. So I had a couple of women, not necessarily a group, but I had a couple of women who I was aware of one woman who was just, you know, I was trying to support her, but she kept going back to where she was. And it's unusual, as you know, from a cognitive movement point of view, for that to happen. So I said to her, I said, I want you to take the menopause quiz. And it's menopausequiz.life for anybody who wants to take that. Okay.
Okay. We're going to definitely
menopausequiz.live. So wherever it is.
Live?
Yes. Yeah. Dot live. Yeah. Menopausequiz.live. Anyone can take it. It's
okay.
I'm gathering statistics as well on it. You do get a download to the menopause guide, or the cognitive movement guide to the menopause. Just in case you need to know and find somebody who might be able to help you. But I said, give me just take the quiz. I need to know what symptoms you've got currently. So she took the quiz, and let me find it very quickly. But basically, she had something like 14 symptoms, 14 menopausal symptoms. It was really high, like 12 or 14. It was over 10. And then I gave her a cognitive movement session, and I waited 2 weeks and I asked her to retake the same quiz. She ended up with 4 symptoms left. Anxiety was gone. Stress was gone. Brain fog wasn't. Don't think we can do the brain fog yet. But all those other symptoms disappeared. And Ali was exactly the same. Lots of stress and everything. She her symptoms, her menopause symptoms literally like melted away overnight. And it was like she couldn't believe it. So it works. And even on the women who come to me not for menopause, but have just come to me with stress and anxiety and everything of that age group, have gone away like, oh, my menopause symptoms seem to have you know, diminished as well. And I've gone, yeah, it makes sense. Because it was the menopause that was adding to any stress that you were feeling at the time. So, and they're like, oh my God, Karen, I can't recommend this enough. So there's loads of stats. What else are the other stats? So I can't remember the other stats, but there's a lot of stats around menopause, but I've linked them back. Here's another thing, okay? Workplace stresses, okay, or just stress in general. So I had to investigate this. So I had to go online and have a little look and see whether this was the case. But if you look at workplace stress, the symptoms of workplace stress looks like the symptoms of menopause. So anxiety, stress, forgetfulness comes into it as well. So there's a fine line between am I menopausal or am I having a work-related breakdown?
Right.
Very, very similar. Very similar.
Wow. We need to hear from our sponsors, and this is so interesting. I will come back to it. I have a few stories about this to support you in what you're talking about. It's all true, and we'll be right back just after this word from our sponsor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back. Menopause, stress. This is really amazing information, and the work that you did where you had them take the survey, which you gave everybody the link. Again, what's that link for the survey?
It's menopausequiz.live, L-I-V-E.
Dot live. And you'll be able to figure out how many of the symptoms you have. And
yeah, it gives you a score at the end that says, either you're very menopausal or actually you're okay. You'll get through. But it's still, it's nice to have a guide of where you're at currently with your menopausal symptoms. So yeah, I'm quite proud of it, I have to admit, and a lot of women appreciated it. So it also makes sense as well, because if they take it, they're like, am I going mad or is this menopause? Because a lot of women don't necessarily know some of the other underlying, like itchy skin, restless legs. Restless legs. I used to have restless legs. That's another one that I had, but I never would never have linked that back to menopause.
Isn't that just fascinating? Itchy skin. Who would have thought that was the symptom?
Like a crawling, like yeah. You can't itch it because it's under your skin. Menopause.
And that sounds like the type of thing that gets you admitted to a mental institution. Like, oh, you got something under your skin. Oh,
no,
okay.
You're right.
That's the first thing you're like, okay, we have a special doctor for you. I'll tell you something. This is really interesting. I love it that you did your cognitive movement session with them, and they went from just what I think you said, what,
12 10, or 10,
10,
and,
10 all, symptoms.
Yeah, all the symptoms, yeah.
And ridiculous. Then it just dropped way down. Just
yeah, and you know what? The other thing is, especially with Ali, because Ali, Ali's a makeup artist, but she also is quite high up in Mary Kay in terms of makeup. And she was like, she had a lot of negative things, like she couldn't, all these, you know, some of her downlines weren't necessarily performing as well as she wanted. And she was totally focused and stressing about that. And when we finished, you know, because we had two sessions with her, and when we finished, and all of her, but the majority of her symptoms disappeared. And then the calmness kicks in, as we know, she was able to see that actually, where she needs to be is as a makeup artist. This other thing was great, but actually her passion was being a makeup, and she's blossomed so much. You know, she posts so much, and she's always got this smile on her face now. And people who don't post all the time, it probably means there's something going on in their life. But she's constant showing pictures of her doing makeup for other people. It's just, it's amazing to see people blossom like that and remove those unwanted emotions so that they can fly, because it attracts more things into your life. As we know, the negativity would just attract, you know, like attracts like. So once you remove all that negativity within your soul, literally, then the you know, universe opens up and gives you so much more.
Wow. Well, amazing story. I was on the phone with, I've got 8 sisters. And
oh, I feel your pain, Bill. I feel your pain.
I love my sisters. They are awesome. I mean, and one of my sisters who I just really love, you know, unbeknownst to me, she said, you know, I've been having a bad time for an entire year. And she had never told really anybody, but these hot flashes, she said, you don't understand, when it's, we're talking hot, this is extraordinary levels of heat, and there's, you know, nothing she could do about it. And anyway, I was like, whoa, hold on, hold the phone, you know, well, not only did she have the hot flashes, but the exact same thing, the restless legs. At night, she said it was constantly moving. The legs were just going, the sheets and the, you know, ripping holes in sheets, you know, just, you know, the all the covers going everywhere, and the legs are pumping, and, you know, everything. Well, anyway, I was like, oh, well, here, you know, I just taught her the basic cognitive movement exercises. And she, you know, I taught her how to do it, and she felt a lot of resistance in her eyes as she did it, which, you know, that's, as a cognitive movement practitioner, you know, we know that your eyeballs and your brain are literally one neurological system, and she was able to exercise it right on out, doing the cognitive movement exercises, and she called me, you know, a few days later, and she was like, not only did it stop, but her cycle restarted.
Wow.
And now it's years later, no hot flashes, no issues, no problem. Life is grand. All the kicking, the restless legs all stopped. Everything stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely not surprised at that at all.
Yeah. I feel that's why I'm kind of excited about this and the work you do.
So am I.
I'm so excited about it because, you know, these are the people that we love. Our sisters, our mothers, our, you know,
our wives.
They're our friends, and to see them, you know, unbeknownst to us, suffering. We just, you know, think that they're going off the deep end or something's going on, but but it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, you know, I mean, I look at my mum. I mean, there is a negative side to menopause as well, and that's in my book. Because when I think back, when I started looking at this, I look back to my mum. So when I was about 13, my mum tried to take her own life. And then I thought, how old was she? Because my dad was, you know, doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And so it was a massive impact on my mum. But I didn't consider menopause to be a reason or an added reason on why she would have wanted to take her own life. Thankfully, she, we found her and she got some support, but going forward, not much. But I look back now and I genuinely think women of a certain age, suicide's a thing, and it's like, what's the cause of that? And sometimes I think it isn't necessarily just what's going off in your environment, but what's going off in your body at the time as well. And the other thing that I looked at was suicides from a statistic on or attempted suicides with women. And again, it's that age group between 40 and 55. There's got to be a link there with that as well.
Wow. I don't know if that's been studied, but it sure makes sense. It's anything that exasperates, you know, those negative feelings and anxiety and all that. So that's actually a really good insight that you were able to pull into your book.
Yeah. The other thing around all this, you know, I want to get into the workplace. That's the next bit for me. Because I can help a larger number of women if they're all in the same building. But not only that, because if you think about, again, you know, I've been looking into this, you know, a lot of women, because they can't necessarily, because they're brain fog and they can't focus and they're getting the hot flushes, leave the workforce as a result of that. They leave the workforce as a result. I think, I can't remember the statistic, but it's quite a high statistic of women of around 40, 50 who actually leave the workplace because they haven't had the support. And also, they didn't necessarily know, as I said, what's happening to them. They just thought that they weren't coping and that the stresses of work was impacting them, but it wasn't. It's all to do with our hormones and our hormones adjusting. The other thing that I've discovered is why the women gain the weight as well. So I've talked to a nutritionist who I'm going to update my book because I want it in there. It's the bit that I haven't talked about in the book, and that's how food impacts us. Now, if you think back to like your mom, my mom, my grandma, women didn't necessarily, they were going, oh, she's on the change type thing, was probably the words that we used in the UK. Oh, she's going through the change. But actually, it's the foods that we eat. The foods back in, say, the 40s, the 50s, were not full of all the rubbish that we get in food these days. We don't eat, you know, back then we had allotments. We grew our own vegetables. You know, we had meat. We didn't have, you know, all the sweets. We didn't have all the cakes. And, you know, the way that we eat today on the run, you know, with the fast foods and everything, actually impacts and gives us, I can't remember what it's to do, but it's to do with our adrenal glands and the impact of insulin on it. And then basically we don't have enough insulin to deal with all the sugary stuff that comes in. And it all sits around the women's tummy area, the fat.
Yes,
more things. You see, I'm constantly finding out new things by talking to other experts, and I'm trying to put it all together. But yeah, so ladies, if you've suddenly started putting on weight and you're in menopause, you can blame the menopause, but look at your diet, okay? Don't have natural fats. Do not have low-fat meals, okay? Because your body, because your estrogen is lowering and your ovaries are slowly disappearing because they're not needed anymore, so you don't need to produce babies. It actually, that low-fat isn't enough. Our body needs natural fats. So it's okay to eat fats. Okay. I'm telling you now, you're okay. Obviously, within reason, don't overeat, but actually it's healthier for you to eat the fats than not.
Well, isn't that interesting? Is the midsection, you said it's related to the high sugar, or things
the body
that turn into that?
It's to do with the insulin. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's to do with our insulin, and our insulin levels are then impacted. And I'm sure women who have suddenly got diabetes, probably, again, that's to do with the foods that we eat whilst going through menopause. I don't know. I will be talking to Natasha about it in more detail. I'm interviewing her in a couple of weeks, talking about the food and the impact on it. And it'll be available at some point. I'll put it up, and very happy to share it with the guys at Cognitive Movement as well.
Oh, that's amazing. Could you tell us real quickly? We only have about 2 minutes before our next break, but in the next 2 minutes, can you tell us the symptoms that of menopause, like some of the ones off the top of your head? Those are really good. One of those symptoms was the hot flashes, itchy skin, the restless leg syndrome,
brain fog,
and
rage, anxiety, dreading things. The anxiety, the dread, the rage, they're the big ones that we get. But then you've got physical weirdness, as I call it in my book. Okay, so the itchy skin is like crawling under your skin, itchy.
Yeah.
The electric shock syndrome.
Ah.
Where suddenly you touch things and suddenly you get an electric shock. That's the other thing I used to have. I'd just touch something, and okay, it might be a little bit of metal or something like that, but then I'd go, God's truth, where did that come from? And you think you're on a nylon carpet or something, but you're not.
Yeah.
You know? So you've got that. Burning tongue. Never heard of that one.
Burning tongue.
Burning tongue. Who knew? A burning tongue would be that. Tinnitus as well. Ringing in the ears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I didn't know. And then, this is not a nice one, sudden body odor changes.
Sudden body odor changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And bleeding gums. Do you know about bleeding gums? I did not know.
Didn't know about that. Didn't know about that.
Either. What else have I got? And also, I mean, we talk about the emotions. The other one is feeling lonely.
Feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another one. Just, and I don't know why. There's a bit of it. There's grief as well. As you think about it, we are coming to the end of, as a woman, you know, bringing babies into the world. So actually, there's a grief element.
Ah,
as well, that some women may feel.
Okay,
around that
grief.
Yeah.
We'll take our next break, and when we come back, we'll be hearing more from Karen Peters out of the UK. Absolutely amazing work with menopause and helping people with all of these symptoms. And now a word from our sponsor.
The station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato. Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the ukhealthradio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back with Karen Peters out of the UK, a level one cognitive movement practitioner working not only with people in the workplace, but women going through premenopausal and menopausal stage of life, helping them to not be basically a victim of those of the all of those horrid symptoms. Being on the other end of it, husbands, that sort of thing, being on the other side of rage or dread, someone else's dread, they're certainly going to be expressing it to the people that are closest to them, and that's the husbands sisters, yeah, brothers, whatever, So, tell us, what are the main topics of your book?
I think it's about understanding. It's about, first of all, recognizing, because sometimes, like I said, the woman herself won't necessarily know that it's a hormonal thing. And because I didn't even think about that with Kath, my wife. And it is a bit of me regrets that now, because, I could have supported her much, much better had I have realized what it feels like. Because like I said, mine was very, very, very mild in terms of my symptoms, whereas hers was like full on blown, oh my God. And as a result of that, that person changes. So sometimes when you get somebody who you love and you care about, who suddenly becomes a different person, you need to take a breath and you need to take a step back. I remember the first time that I literally did that. I came home, I was training up in London, I'm an IT trainer, and I came home on the train, had my bag and everything, and I walked through the door, and then Kath just went at me. And I just walked in, and I went, I've not done anything wrong. I've just walked in. And I stopped, and I looked at her, and this isn't, but I looked at her for the first time, like through different lens, through different eyes. And instead of seeing my wife in a rage, I saw a woman having a menopausal breakdown. Meltdown. And so I put my bag down and I asked her this question: do you need a hug? And she looked at me, and that softness in her came back from that rage. And she had tears in her eyes when I said that, or as I said that. And she said, yes. And I went over and I hugged her. And you know what? For all the men, all the women in same-sex relationships, just pause, okay? Menopause, pause, think about it, okay? And take that moment for yourself and go, she's not having a go at me. She's just got that inside her. That emotion is driving her to feel like this. It's got sod all to do with us. It's all about her, but she can't control how she feels. So take a step back and just ask the question, do you need a hug? If she says no, don't get all umpty dumpty about it. Yeah, just go, okay, when you do, I'm here. And that's all they need to know, is that you get it, or at least you sort of are aware of it. And once you do that, the first time you do that, everything changes for you in that household, because she feels supported and she feels loved because you took your time as a man, as a woman, to ask the question, do you need a hug? Because I can see that you're going through something. I don't know what that feels like, but I can see it's not healthy for you. And unless I acknowledge it and work with you with this, it's not going to be healthy for us. It's as simple as that. Do you need a hug? It's amazing how that changed. And she softened, literally softened, because she felt supported for the first time in, I would say, a few years. Yeah, that's how rubbish I was.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I mean, what a gift this interview is to the world. If everybody listening, take this, copy, share it. Yeah, share this to as many people as you can.
Get the book.
Get Karen's book. What's it? Show us the book again.
Yeah. A Family Guide to the Menopause, How to Support the Woman You Love and Stay Sane Yourself.
This is so
important. It's about an hour's read. It doesn't even take long to read, but the information in it is going to be a lifesaver.
You know, there's a few gifts you've given me today. Mm. One of them is pause. I wasn't even aware. You know, it doesn't even enter my consciousness. And, you know, I am surrounded by women. That's a lot of sisters, my teachers, my business partner, everybody is, I'm surrounded. And it really, the gift that you're giving to the world, even the simple ones, like, do you need a hug?
It's massive,
because, you know, when you encounter rage or people in their dread or anxiety, you're going to immediately step in and try and fix or whatever.
Yeah, don't do that. People listening in, don't try and fix, because it can be fixed. Cognitive movement can definitely help, but just allow that person to feel what they're feeling. You talked about hot flashes. Okay, I met a man who's had hot flashes. Okay. And he had a heart condition, and his doctor years ago gave him some drugs which are no longer on the market. I'm not surprised. And he looked on the packet because he started feeling this, and for those women going through it will understand, but men don't. Okay. It's like, you know, a kettle, and you start to boil it, and it slowly gets hotter and hotter and hotter until literally you can see the steam coming out. That's what a hot flash feels like. Okay, it's like that. It's a build-up that comes up your body and then out through your head. Okay.
Wow.
And this guy's name's called Ian, and he's absolutely lovely. And he said to me, I've experienced that. And he explained to me what happened. And I went, oh my God. He says, yeah, it's horrible. He said, it's horrible. He says, I don't understand how women can deal with that. He said, but I had that. He says, so I totally empathize. I says, did it help your relationship? He says, yes, a little bit. But then, you know, she didn't have that bad amount of menopause in his relationship. But he clearly did. So, and there's andropause as well.
Andropause
is men. Men and their testosterone levels, although it's not as bad as the women, but they can drop as well. And they can have exactly the same type of symptoms. Bit of depression, anger, low self-worth, all of those things. All in the book, Bill.
I gotta get my copy. Oh, this is
on
great.
Kindle as well. You're okay. It's on Kindle.
That's fantastic. Now, are you going to do a version of this for the world what they call it, Audible, on the Audible book?
Yes, I'm gonna record it as well. Yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. I think that's really will help get the word out there, because there's so many of us, you know, that either don't have the time, or maybe it's a little bit difficult on the eyes. And having these Audible books is also
absolutely a friend of mine, a male friend of mine, a networking business owner. He didn't know that I'd done this book, because I had not spoke to him. He hadn't been to any of the meetings for a while, and I told him about it. He goes, is it on Audible? And I went, no. He says, as soon as it's on Audible, we let me know. He says, I really want to listen to it. And I says, great. So yes, I'm definitely going to be recording it. The reason why I'm holding out is for the simple reason I need Natasha's stuff on the nutritional bit in the book to be able to complete it, even though it's available now. So people want to hold off for about a couple of weeks and then they should be out.
So, oh.
And I'm doing another book, Bill, in the workplace. So Menopause in the Workplace, it's another book, and it's helping the leaders and the managers in the workplace sort of identify, but not completely, because like I said, stress and menopause can look the same, but how to approach your staff and to ask, not directly, because you can't do that in the UK, whether they're menopausal, because that's discriminate, but to be able to get them to come and come to them, okay, and to talk about it, and do we need to make any adjustments for you, do you need fans on the desk, do you need this, whatever it might be, to support the women in the workplace as well. So I've got a new book coming out that's going to help the leaders and managers in the workforce to be able to identify and to empathize with their female staff.
Now this is very interesting, because what you're doing is you're hitting them right in the pocketbook where it counts. You know, these people, by the time that menopause starts hitting, they've reached a kind of a point of being very valuable to the business.
Exactly. Exactly that.
They, you know, when you get somebody who's just joining the workforce right out of college, you know, it's like they're wet behind the ears. They don't know how, they don't know the products. They don't know how to interface with people, you know, but here they've built up a wealth of knowledge, experience that's so valuable to the business to help them in some way to get through this. You know, so they, you know, it's very profitable to the business to keep somebody like that around.
It is. So, and it's the cost. It's not just if a woman leaves the workplace because, I'm sure it's not because they're getting unsupported in the workplace, because they have to speak up as well. You can't just stay silent. You need to go to your manager and go, I'm having a bad hot flashes day, you know, hot flush. I need to go outside. Obviously, not in the weather we're having in the UK at the moment. It's very warm. But, you know, I need you to make some adjustments for me so that I can be in the workforce. But the problem is so many women leave the workforce because they don't feel supported, or they feel that they can't go to manager. And that's female managers as well. As I said, I personally didn't really go through menopause. So you imagine another female woman going, what's wrong with you? Oh, get over it, you know, and very dismissive of it as well. So, so that's my next goal. And then, I'm going to help women en masse then reduce the menopause symptoms.
Now, Karen, you are really somebody who's been out there helping women in the workplace. This is nothing new to you. You're just writing a book about it, but you've been out there helping women in the workplace. You're a high level coach consultant to companies. Mm-hmm. So this is nothing new. Anybody around the world, Karen, I know, does work through Zoom. Also, I assume within a certain circle of you, you know, travel wise, in person, but
In the workplace, I will travel the country because I
spend. You will travel the country. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Get women en masse in front of me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very good to know. Everybody out there, she has booked, will travel, and your business will profit from this. Imagine your highest performance females in your company, keeping them happy, maintaining them, keep your business afloat. That is a wonderful service.
It is, because the costs aren't just on the woman leaving. It's about the cost of hiring somebody to replace them.
Oh yeah,
and then you know, training them up, and then they might not be as good, or they might be better. Who knows? But still, you've got a lot of costs involved in women leaving the workplace because of menopause.
It is expensive in many, many ways. Many ways.
Absolutely.
It is the cheapest thing you can do is to hire Karen and get her in and help you to avoid all of that. Fantastic. Well, thank you for your time today. Thank you for being on. I'm going to have you on with your next book. Let's do it again. And thank you for the service you're doing for humanity. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys. Hang on, I've got to thank you guys for Cognitive Movement, because without that, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now, tell us, how can they reach you?
They can email me on karenpeters.live, or they can go to my website, which is cognomyemotions.live, cognomyemotions.live, or they can message me if you want to message me on my phone. Just trying to remember what my bloody number is. Can't remember. We'll put that somewhere, I'm sure, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't remember
my number is, because it's my work number and I don't remember it very well.
Okay. They've got your email there and two sites. So that.
Okay. We'll stick with that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Bye.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.